news about our special offering. 2 weeks ago, we took our special offering, and to say that it went well would be an understatement. And I'm so encouraged by your generosity. We received a little more than triple what I'd been praying for. And we received, to date, $24,276. Yeah. And there's some more coming that's going to put that over $25,000. And in addition to that, $2,400 was given directly to refugee relief. And so as a result, we were able to accomplish the vision for all three of our objectives for this special offering. First, we wanted to care for the poor of the earth by partnering with refugee relief. And so we are able to give a check for $8,092 to refugee relief. And of that, $1,500 is going to go towards a packing event. So we're going to partner with them, and we're going to be able to pack meals, like close to 5,000 meals that we're going to be able to send over to refugees. And that's not counting the $2,400 that was given extra. Remember, he had mentioned that they had 10 children that they were trying to fund for a school year and buy their books, pay for their schooling, get their uniform. We've covered all 10. Of those children. So that is super exciting. That was our first objective, and we are on the way. We're taking some significant first steps in caring for the poor of the earth. Our second objective was to have more staff hours for Ian Bolliard. And so thank you, because this is a possibility. We had $8,092 that we're able to direct towards Ian, plus we have an additional amount that came in from three families that they approached us prior to the special offering. They said, we'd like to help make this happen. And when you combine all that, we are able to give Ian an additional 12 hours per week. And that brings him up to 30 hours total. And those extra 12 hours are paid for all the way through September. And so thank you for that. I know Ian's excited. Yeah. And then the third objective was to finance the expenses that are associated with our move to Northwest Christian. And so we were able to give $8,092 towards our move to Northwest Christian and just towards our general fund. And of that, we actually only need, we think, about $3,000 for the expenses. And so we had moved on to the next stage of our finances. But the next step for us was to figure out how to cover our current budget shortfall. And so we actually have $5,000 to go towards that. You say, wait a minute, budget shortfall, what's going on? Well, we're a new church, and we are reliant on some outside funding in our initial years, and we're not yet self-sustaining, so we have some outside help, but the goal is to be self-sufficient by the end of 2020. So currently, we're kind of eating into that outside help, and having this extra buys us a little bit more time to get to the point where we're able to fully cover our own expenses. And so I'm just grateful. What touches my heart the most is the meaning behind your generosity. Because generosity, it's a sign that hearts are saying yes to the kingdom of God. And as a pastor, that's what most excites me. Generosity is a sign of love for Ian. Generosity was a sign of love for the poor of the earth. And generosity is just a sign of love for Connection Point. And when so many are practicing generosity together, it's a sign of unity. It's a sign of trust. It's a sign that people are bought into what God is doing. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you on behalf of the elders. Thank you on behalf of myself. Thank you on behalf of Connection Point Church. God's at work. And it's exciting when we have these moments where just kind of, oh, wow. God's doing stuff, and we see the evidence for so many hearts that are being touched. And so it was a good day, and I think we're going to see good things happen as a result of your generosity.